What if God asked you to ask for whatever you ask him, knowing that he would give it to you, like he gave it to Solomon? For the Lord says, ask and you shall receive. To seek and you will find. To knock and that door would be open to you. And he asked Solomon, ask for something, whatever it is, and I will give it to you. What if the Lord asked you the same question? What do you want? Knowing that whatever you ask for, God is going to give it to you. And he was pleased with Solomon's request. But how about you? Would you have asked for a longer life, for a life that never ends, to be on this world, to walk this earth forever and ever? Is that really what you want? After century and century, seeing all your loved ones and friends go before you to the kingdom of God, and yet you've asked to live forever here on this earth, and you can never die. You are a prisoner here on this earth forever. We should be careful what we ask for the Lord, because he will grant it to you. What if you ask for riches, all the riches in the world, so that you can buy everything in the world? What happens after you buy everything in the world and there's nothing else to spend your money on? And yet you're still empty. You're still unhappy. That gaping hole, that black hole inside of us that we try to fill with consumerism, we continue to buy and purchase, trying to occupy this space, this black hole, and it's never satisfied. What if you were given all the money in the world and you had all the money, but yet there was nothing else to buy? How miserable would you be when you had so much money and you can't do anything? What if you ask the Lord to take out all your enemies or all the people that you didn't like? What if God did all that and they repented and God forgave them? They all entered into heaven before you. And then when it's time for you to go home, the Lord is going to hear you knock on that door and you say, Lord, Lord, let me in. You told me to ask and I will receive, to seek and I will find, to knock and you will open the door. And the Lord will say, go away. I don't know you. Because you were not merciful. You were not kind. You are not forgiving, so therefore I can't forgive you. Solomon asks for wisdom, for understanding. Wisdom is to value the things of heaven over the things of earth. To understand that God loves us, God has forgiven us, God will never abandon us, and God will always provide for us. That we should really be asking to have the mind of Christ, to think the way he thinks, to put on the heart of Jesus, his sacred heart, which is meek and humble of heart. His heart is so obedient to the Father's will. What good is it if we have all the riches in the world and we're still unhappy? What good is it if we have a long life and we don't have God in heaven? What good is it if we take out all our enemies and we're the only one left behind? What good is it if we have a heart that is filled with all the wisdom and we're not wise? And we have all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, holy fear, and we never use those gifts. Solomon squandered all the gifts that God has given him. That was not wise. And he didn't understand the great gift that God was giving him. But you are given the same gift. God has given you the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, to value the things of heaven over the things of earth, to know God more intimately, love him more profoundly, serve him more faithfully, to seek discernment in God always. Lord, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? How do you want me to respond? And not to use God's gifts inappropriately. That's called sin. To deliberately turn away from God's gift, that is sin. But God has given us the heart of Jesus, the heart of Mary, the heart of Joseph. The kingdom of God now dwells inside of you and inside of me. We have become holy ground. We have become God's temple, his holy dwelling place. That someone who's wise would seek out God first. Seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and everything in it will be yours.